Okay, again, John chapter 8, verse 1 through 11. And we'll read these verses here responsively. And I read the first verse, and then you read the second verse, and so on. John 8, verse 1 through 11. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that he might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Let us pray at this time. Every head bow and eyes closed, and we go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Every head bow. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord, again for the reading of the scripture. We pray now that you will bless this time of the preaching of thy word. We ask that you fill our pastor with the spirit of God, that you give him wisdom, that you use him, Lord, in a special way. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us this morning. And may you get the glory and the praise from it all. We pray that souls be saved, life be changed, and Christians be encouraged. And we ask these things in Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
In and out of situations that tug of wars I need. All day long I struggle for answers that I need. Then I come into His presence, and all my questions become clear. And for a sacred moment, no doubt can interfere. In the presence Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Love the Lord provided a place for us to rest, a place to find the answer, and now it's of distress. There is never any reason to give up in despair. Just look away and breathe His name. He will come. meet you there. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. In the presence, in your presence, in the presence of the King.
God bless you. God bless you. Now for the most important part. All right. Thank you, Jacina. John chapter 8. And Brother Burley, if you can, go downstairs and let them know, just only the workers. And the rest of them got to come up and get the most important part. We don't want the devil to steal the word of God away from them. It amazes me when it's time to preach and get up and preach how much the devil shows himself to steal God's word away. But don't let him steal the word away from you. Lord has a message for you. And he wants to help you. Pay attention. Let me let you know that it's going to be a short sermon with the help of the Lord. So let me have your attention and let me be a help to you, okay? In John chapter 8, I want you to think about what's happening here. In verse 3, and the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken into adultery. In verse 3, okay? Taken into adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken into adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What sayest thou? They want to stone her. They want to stone her. What do you say? Trying to trip Jesus up and trying to find fault in Jesus. Look at verse 6. This they said, look what it says, tempting him. Look at verse 6. This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him, looking for something to accuse him of. But Jesus stooped down and with his fingers wrote on the ground as though he has heard them not, just tuning them out. He was tuning them out. It doesn't say what he wrote on the ground. There's many speculations about this. It could be that he wrote things down about what these were doing in their lives wrong that nobody knew about, but God. And maybe he wrote down some things to their attention that they could have been stoned. They could have been killed. God could have took them out of the world. You see? We don't know. We really don't know exactly what was said. But we do know they started leaving one by one. You see? And the Lord does know everything about us. And Jesus is God. And we can't hide nothing from God. He knows our doubts and he knows our uprising. Psalms 139. He knows our thoughts afar off. He knows everything about us. Now, look what the Bible says here. And verse 7, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto him, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. He said, you that are without sin, you go ahead, chuck the first stone. There's only one that was without sin, that's God, and Jesus is God, and he would be the one throwing the stone, not them. And if he wanted to throw a stone, he's the judge. He's the just judge. We have one, and that is holy, and that is clean, and that, of course, he's merciful, but he's a God of judgment as well. Look what the Bible says here. I want you to notice what it says here in verse 8. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted, verse 9, being convicted by their own conscience. So whatever he wrote on the ground, they had a bad conscience about. They said, no, they said to themselves, it's a bad thing here. This ain't going the way we thought it was going to go. Oh, I'll tell you what. Whatever he wrote on that ground, they knew. Let me tell you something. This ain't good. And I better get on out of here. I'll tell you, I'm in the wrong place. I messed around with the wrong thing. And you don't want to mess with Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. And so look what the Bible says here. And they, which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning out at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone. And the woman standing in the what? Standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, look in verse 10. He said unto her, woman, where are those thine what? Where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Let's pray, shall we? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd help me to be a help and help us to choose the right side, to choose the deliverer, to choose the savior, to choose the helper rather than the accuser. Help us, my Father, apply this great truth. Help us be a help to many people. Help us to have the right attitude about our own selves and others. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Accuser or deliverer? Which one are you? An accuser or savior? Which one are you? Accuser or condemner? You're going to have to answer that question. Whose side would you be on? Will you be on Jesus' side to deliver this precious one? To love this precious one? Or will you be like the scribes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the hypocrites? You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's either being like the Sadducees. By the way, some said they were called Sadducees because they were sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in the resurrection, so they were very sad. Huh? Sad, you see. Of course, they must have been real sad, right? These hypocrites, these condemners. And would you be like the Sadducees, or would you be like God? John 1 and verse 1, it talks about the Word, and the Bible says the Word became the Word became flesh, and verse 14, and God became a man. Yet Jesus Christ is God, no doubt about it. He had power to forgive. He had the power to heal. He had power to raise the dead. He made it known, being equal with God, being God, 100% man, 100% God. Yet here is a man that is known to be the creator of the universe, revealed from Genesis to Revelation as God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will encourage you, be like God. Don't be like the Sadducees. Let's not be like the hypocrites. Let's not be like the scribes. Let's be like God. You must choose accuser or deliverer. So this morning, the choice is yours. The choice is mine. Shall we be like that mob at the cross and say, crucify, crucify Jesus? Will we be like those that realize that Christ being the Savior of the world and realizing Christ dying for sin, paying the price for man's sin, will we be like Jesus, or will we be like the crowd saying, crucify him, crucify him? Will we be like the Sadducees, scribes, and hypocrites, stone her, stone her? Or will we be like Jesus, deliver her? Hey, and there, while Christ was crucified, oh, the Holy Spirit's helping me. God's helping me this morning. Thank you, Lord. A thief on each side, and one is running his mouth and saying, "If you be the Christ, come down and save us." And railing on Christ, and yet there was one that said, "What's wrong with you? How dare you talk them like that? Don't you know that we deserve what we get? And he said, Lord, remember me. Remember me. And Jesus said, today you're going to be with me. He was a thief. He was a murderer. And God only knows what wicked things he did. And praise be to God, Jesus said, today. What would it be like Jesus to save the thief on the cross or condemn him, crucify him? Question this morning, destroyer or restorer? Destroyer or restorer? We read in our Bible in Galatians chapter 6, ye that are strong, help the weak, encourage the weak. In Galatians 6, restore the brother that has been fallen. Restore the brother, such a one that has done wrong. Restore him, you that are strong. You help the weak. You help the one. It's not time to criticize. It's not time to condemn. It's not time to crucify. You're supposed to be helping a brother or sister and not condemning a brother or sister. Let the church say amen. Destroyer or restorer? Which one are you? Which one are you? Which one are you? Let me tell you something, friend. Which one are you? A Pharisee? A scribe on the Facebook? Hypocrite on the Facebook? Hey, hypocrite, are you one on your Facebook because you spent very little time in the book? Huh? In the Bible? Are you one that spreads your gossip and junk about the brother, a sister, about the person that has messed up their lives? Do you quickly get on your Facebook? Do you quickly get on your Instagram? Do you quickly get on your Twitter? Do you quickly spread the garbage on your text? Which one are you? You got to answer that question this morning. You got to answer that question this morning. Which one are you? Are you the one that spreads your gossip on the Facebook? Are you the one that are spreading the bad news instead of the good news? Instead of trying to get people saved on Facebook, are you spreading the bad news that they did this wicked thing, they did that wicked thing? But you don't. Hey, you better thank God. You better thank God somebody to tell everybody everything you did wrong on the Facebook. I wish this church knew how to say amen. I wish some of you knew how to say hallelujah. I wish some of you knew how to praise God. I wish some of you knew how to get into the thing once in a while and say, hey, let me hear the church. Ah, bless God. My wish is going to come true this morning. Let me hear the church say amen. Amen. I said, let me hear the church say amen. There you go. Wishes do come true. Prayers do come true. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to decide not to be a condemner, not to be a accuser. I want you to be a deliverer. I want you to be a savior rather than a condemner. Question, which one would you be like? Satan? Lucifer? The dragon? Or like sweet Jesus? You want to be like him or you want to be like the devil? You know, the Bible says, as soon as you and I may do something wrong, the Bible says the devil is the accuser of a brethren. Do you know what you put on Facebook could be right about a brother or sister? But do you know you're acting like the stinking devil when you talk about the bad they're doing? Do you know something could be wrong in your church and it could be even true? And you are just like the devil when you get on Facebook and tell it. I'm not trying to cover up sin. I'm not trying to justify sin. I just don't want you to be like the stinking devil. That's right. Hello? I said it ain't time to just try to cover sin and justify what people are doing wrong. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Mrs. Loudmouth, Mr. Loudmouth. I got a tongue and you can't stop talking bad about everybody but yourself. Come on, church, help me out. I'm not going to say it was a lady. Could have been a man because some men talk as much gossip as ladies do. Well, come down the aisle. Said, I come, Lord, I come. I come to lay down my tongue on this altar. And some of you know the end of the story. Well, the preacher said, your tongue's too long. Ain't enough room at this altar for your tongue. I won't be like that preacher. I'll say, lay that tongue on the altar. Come on, somebody say it. I don't care how big it is. We make room for that tongue. Come on. It's getting quiet in here. I said it's getting quiet in here. You better praise Almighty God. You better praise Almighty God. You better praise Almighty God. That it wasn't us. That it wasn't you. that the stones were thrown to. Once again, I'm not talking about covering sin. I'm not talking about promoting sin. What I'm talking about is being like Jesus. Question. You a comforter or a torturer? Question. You the light of the world or you the darkness of the world? Question. You a rose, a sweet smell, or a thorn? I'm going to hurt people by your gossip and by your Facebook. And by your letters and by your sharp tongue like a sword. Question. Are you the lily or are you the valley? Do you bring joy or do you bring sadness? Question. Are you a prosecutor or are you a defense attorney? Question. You like the Apostle Paul or you like Judas? Question. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am that I am. In 1 Corinthians 15:10. What he was saying, I don't deserve any good that God does in my life. I don't deserve how good God's been to me. And I want you to know, it's by the grace of God I am that I am. If I have anything that's good, and I do, and I realize I'm going to heaven, but it's by the grace of God, and I realize God's blessed me in anything you have, food, clothes, a shelter, an apartment, a house, a car, whatever you have, a wife, a husband, whatever you have, children, whatever you have, health, whatever you have, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you have. It's all because of the grace of God. It's all because of the mercy of God. It's all because of the grace of God. I want you to have respect. If you're not married, just move over a little bit. If you're not married, okay, because it distracts me during my preaching. Talk about boys and girls. Yeah, just move over. If you're not husband and wife. Thank you. It distracts me. Okay? And I know you don't want to be a distraction. Look up here. Especially you single ones. Okay? Look at here. It's only by the grace. It's only by the mercy of God. It is only by the grace and mercy of God. And I'm telling you, we'd go to hell. We wouldn't go to heaven. And I am telling you, listen to me, brothers and sisters, we can have the attitude that God owes us everything. No, God doesn't owe us anything. And I hear people say, well, why do bad things happen to good people? I wonder why anything good happened to any of us. God knows every wicked thought. God knows everything. It's by the blood of Jesus you're going to heaven. Nails in his hands and nails in his feet. And because he died, was buried, and rose from the dead. You understand that? We're going to heaven because of him. We'd all go to hell, including the preacher, if it wasn't for Jesus. Titus 3:5, by the mercy of God, by his mercy. It's by his mercy. Ephesians 2:8, for my grace he is saved through faith, not of yourself. We like Paul and say by the grace of God. Are we prideful, are we humble? Are we like the thief, the robber, or the good shepherd in John chapter 10? Jesus in Luke 19:10 was seeking to save that which was lost. Now I want you to know Luke 15, I want you to see his desire to see the sinner saved. God's not desire that any should perish. He wants all to be saved. God has no delight in the death of the wicked. That's why he died on the cross, nails in his hands and nails in his feet. That's why the meat was beaten off his back. That's why Christ suffered so much. Why? He don't want these girls going to hell. He don't want these boys going to hell. He don't want these teenagers going to hell. He don't want you to go to hell, sir. If your eyes offend you, pluck it out. Take your eye, pull it out. Pull your eye out, you suck it. That's what stops you from getting saved. Hey, if it's your hand.